Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. First and foremost, very exciting. I'm going to be on Madame Perry's Salon tonight. I was talking to Jennifer Modette Perry, and we set this up yesterday, like very impromptu, we've been talking about me being back on the show again, but she's been so busy with a Netflix movie and so much exciting stuff going on in her life that we finally connected yesterday and we're like, let's just do it tomorrow. So if you don't get through today, please join us tonight on Madame Perry's Salon. You can go to my Facebook page and, the link for her show, the show I'll be a guest on tonight, is on my Facebook page. And it will be there all day. I did a Facebook Live about it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's what happens when I get in front of a camera and there's no script. I just go on and on. My goodness. Okay, so, and also my newest episode of Create a Life You Love with Scott Wagner, the attorney, is out. And on the 27th, I'll be doing another episode called Holiday Spirit, but not spirit in the sky, spirit in our drinks. It'll be a lot of fun. If you want to create a signature drink for your holiday parties, this might be the perfect show to watch. Okay, I don't really promote myself a lot as far as my personal readings and stuff, so I'm just going to say, because a couple of people have emailed me and said, do you do private readings? Do you do this? Do you do that? Yes, I do private readings. I do private healings. I do private clearing. So if you would like to schedule an appointment with me, please go to my website, tonig.info, and all the information is there, and you can schedule an appointment with me if that's what you would like, to have something more private. This is Thanksgiving week for those of us that celebrate Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. So I am part Native American Indian, and I should probably not be as fond of Thanksgiving as I am, but I'm all for any holiday that brings happiness and joy to the world. So there's that. That's how I feel about that. Here we go to the first caller. The first caller is 336 area code. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Selena. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Selena. How can I help you today? Would you like to connect with a loved one, or do you have a question for me?
I guess it's whichever one is stronger. Either connect with a loved one or something about career. Whichever one you think would...
That's not how the show works because I'm so sorry, Selena. I should have said this before I went on. So typically if you just come into my office, I can pre-read you and take the time. But because my my switchboard is always so full. Everybody listening, please know my switchboard is full, and I want to get to as many people as possible. And I always have a little bit of guilt not being able to get to everybody who has called in and is waiting. People have been waiting for almost 30 minutes already to get through. So I ask that you have a very specific question ready or a specific person that you want to connect with. Otherwise, it just takes me too long to fish through your energy, and the person that comes through might not be the person that you want. So please tell me a specific name and relationship or a very specific question that you have, Selena. And I'm sorry, I should have said that before. This is not on you. It's on me.
Okay. Can you see about, I'm going to see if it's Bob or Judy. Bob is my grandfather.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thinking, I was trying to think of a grandparent. I was going to say Bob or Judy. Bob is my grandfather.
Okay, Bob. Okay, instantly I see a gentleman walking in. And he is with a woman. He is with an, they are elderly. These are grandparents. The first thing they want to say is, and the first thing, I'm just going to start telling you what they're saying. Oh my, look at you. Oh my, what a beautiful woman you have turned into. What a beautiful woman that you have turned into. The hardship is over. The hardship is over. No more hardships. Were they from another, is this, I get the feeling, were they born in another country? I get the feeling that their heritage, whoever these grandparents are, and I could be extremely wrong about this, but were they native to America, or were they born, or their parents born in another country?
They were born in America, but their ancestors, like, I don't know if it was their parents or grandparents, were born in another country.
Okay, because I get a slight accent with them. I get, like, this slight way of talking that's not typical of the way, of like, Americans would talk. But that might just be just the way it's coming through a little bit choppy, but that's okay. So the next thing they want to say is... this is a grandfather, and he's saying, let me tell you. He says, let me tell you the secret or the key to life. It's not what you think it is. You have the power in your hand, but more in your mind. You have the power. Let me tell you the secret to life or the key to life. You have the power in your mind to make this life what you want it to be. Don't hesitate to be free of all of the, give me a second here. Don't hesitate to be free of all of the confusion and conflict. It's all a thought away. It's all, I am totally loving your grandpa right now. I am so loving your grandpa right now, right? Oh, my goodness. Everybody, listen up to her grandpa, because he is speaking the truth here. Okay, let me go back to this. I'm going to just start it from the beginning again. You have the power to be free. It is just a thought away. Oh, Grandpa, you are so right about that. The way you think is the way you live. So think differently and you will live differently. Don't hesitate to free yourself of the conflict and confusion that is surrounding you. It is not actually surrounding you. It's all an illusion in your head. It's you make this thought, and then you think this thought is real. Well, if you make another thought, then wouldn't that thought be real? So just make another thought. Make a better thought. Make it better. And then make a better one, and then make a better one, and then make a better one, and then your life is better. Oh, I love him. Oh, my goodness. And he is saying, don't hesitate to be free from all of the past. Let it all go. It doesn't matter. Let go of all the past, like conflict or confusion, and just move forward knowing that if you make a better thought, you will make a better life. Yes, it is just that easy. Yes, it is. If you don't believe me, just try it. Just try it. Just try it, and you will see. So, and of course, they want to say they love you. They want to say they love you. They love you. And they're showing me, they say, okay, now show her the little red wagon, the little red wagon. And this is a very small red wagon. I don't know why they're having me. It's like one of those radio fire wagons. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, show her the, tell her, they're showing me the little red wagon. And they're saying, tell her or show her the little red wagon, the little red wagon. So they're showing that. And I don't know if that's symbolic to you for something, but they are definitely pointing that out to me. And they want you to know that they are with you. They are helping you. You are struggling right now. Now, is this, and I hear finances, but is this because of the career question that you have?
Yeah, because I recently lost my job.
Okay. There's another one coming in very soon. They want you to know they're going to be helping you. You should... Now, given everything as it goes forward, the way, you know, if you try, if you're out there looking, some people think they don't go out there and look and then they're like, I didn't find anything. I'm hearing within a month you should have a very good lead to a very position. Now, this losing your job, you didn't want to be there for a while. This is actually a blessing in disguise, they're saying. It is helping you move forward into something better. Have you been thinking of switching careers altogether and doing something that's more of a like a self-employed or independent type of position? Because that is coming in for me. Have you been thinking about that?
Yes, I have.
They're saying, go for it, go for it. I might be psychic. How'd I get that? No, I'm kidding. They're saying, go. I know, right? I think I'm so funny and people don't get it right away. They're saying, go for it, go for it, go for it. They're saying, you will never be happier at the end of the day than when you're doing what you want to do for you. Okay? You have the genetic makeup and the mindset of a person who can be an independent person. As a matter of fact, they are telling me you do not like having a boss looking over your shoulder telling you what to do. Oh, I'm so there with you, sister. I am so there with you. They are saying whatever it is that you've been thinking about, they're saying it's about time. Put on your big girl pants and get in it. Don't hesitate. Move forward. Don't let fear your decisions, because fear is an illusion. And if you're making your decision out of fear, then you're making your decision out of an illusion. So make your decision out of faith and knowing that this that you want inside of you is what is meant for you. The reason they put it inside of you is because you're supposed to bring it out of you for the whole world to share. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
And now the next thing that they're saying is just get into it. Don't hesitate to get into it. And once you're into it, just have that knowing they are standing by your side and they are helping you and they will move you through this gracefully and beautifully and abundantly. In the beginning, you might have a little bit of, there's a ramp up. And once you get past that, you're going to be very, very happy and you are going to be fulfilled. There's nothing better than being in control of your finances. And when you work for someone else, and I'm going to preach for a moment here, when you work for somebody else, they dictate your cap on your income. When you are independent, whether it means you own your own business, you are a realtor or a mortgage person, there is no cap what is in your mind. So go take control of your income. Go take control of your life. Go take control of your destiny. And that is what they want to say to you. Get on the horse and ride it home is what they're saying to you. I hope this message was helpful, Selena. I hope you really enjoyed it because I like your grandpa. You can call back anytime and bring him through. He is beyond solid with messages. And everything he said is could be for anyone. Now, I'm just going to do a little clearing because I love doing clearing. So I'm going to, right now, there's something stopping or blocking her from starting this. Okay, I get a yes, so I'm going to start to clear this. And I instantly feel this in the chest and the head. This would tell me there's a little bit of fear with this, and also some, like your mind is saying, I don't know if I can do this. You can do this. Anybody can do this. It's not always easy, but at the end of the day, it is always so worth it. Whew, this is going to clear for the rest of it. I'm going to say that this clearing is going to last for 15 minutes with you. So if you just sit down facing north, it'll clear a little bit more quickly. And anybody listening, if you've been thinking about starting your own business or moving forward, this clearing will also help for you. Selena, I hope this was so, so helpful for you and you really enjoyed this.
It definitely was. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and have an amazing Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, I am going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is 267. Hello, 267. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving ahead of time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My name's Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I was wondering, do you see a healthy relationship coming in, you know, by New Year or whatever?
No, Donna, February. I'm hearing February. The person you're going to be with is caught up in, your next prospective partner is caught up in something right now that they're getting out of. Give them the time and the space that they need to get out of this. The last thing you want to do is step into a relationship with somebody who's still kind of in the spider web of somebody else. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that could be one or two people.
I'm going to tell you, this is somebody brand spanking new. You have not met this person yet in your life. Let go of the old.
Oh, okay.
Let's bring in the new. Ow, I like it. I love it. I'm going to tell you, this person is brand spanking new in your life. You have not met this person yet. They are going to come in with a vengeance. They are ending something. Now, I'm not saying this is a relationship. It's like they're getting things together in their life right now. So here's what I'm going to do. For everybody with any kind of relationship stuff going on, I'm going to say you and your partner are ready for a healthy, loving relationship. I instantly go back. That's a no. Let's clear this. And if you're listening and you feel heat, you feel sweaty, you feel pressure, you feel like you can't catch your breath or you need to breathe out, you feel your body moving back and forth, all of that is perfectly normal, along with a number of other things that could be going on while your body is clearing this. Remember, everything is energy. You're just removing old, outdated energy that is stopping you or blocking you from moving forward in your life. Now, I'm just going to talk for a minute about this. I'm going to tell you this guy is going to come in February. It might be a little bit close to March. I want you to know when he comes in, you two are going to have that instant kismet, that chemistry. You're going to look at each other and you're going to feel like, I think I know him. Go slow. Just because we have all those nicey nice feelings doesn't mean we should jump in it and on it. I've made that mistake.
Right.
And right. It's so easy though, right? Oh my gosh, the human part, when I'm not channeling, I just want to say, oh my God, it's so easy when we feel those feelings that we just want to be immersed
yes.
in them and just feel more of that. But the slower we go sometimes, the healthier the situation can be. Sometimes when you light a match and it has the big flame in the beginning and then it fizzles out, we don't want that. So take your time with this. Get to know him intellectually is what they're saying. The more you two get to know each other intellectually, the better the connection and the stronger the connection is going to be. I am going to tell you right around that February time, you are going to be introduced to him. Someone is going to introduce you to him. This might even be something in a work situation where you get introduced to him. May I ask you what you do, sweet girl?
This is weird because I just got chills all over my body when you were saying that.
Oh, that is confirmation. Thank you for saying that.
They were really chills. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I work in a hospital. I'm a CNA, but I'm doing housekeeping right now.
Okay. I want to tell you, first of all, you're going to be going back to school. Okay. And you might be going back to school for a continuing credit thing. And I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I am getting the chills as I say this, this gentleman may be in the legal field. Or have the reason that you two meet may have something to do with a legal something. Whatever it is, I'm hearing law with this. Okay? So maybe somebody he knows is a lawyer and you get introduced. I don't know what this is. I'm going to tell you right now. I just am hearing law. Let's not put a title on it. Let's be open to how that looks when it shows up. We don't have to be literal about this. Maybe the person that introduces you or maybe the event you're at. I feel like this is a... Girl, I see him clearly. I'm not going to describe him, though, because you need to just not have my – I'm not good at describing people. I always say if I was ever mugged, they would have such a generic, well, he had hair on his head and a sharp chin. That would be my description. The good thing I'm not going to be mugged. But I'm horrible at describing people, but I'm going to tell you I see him in a suit, so that tells me he has a professional career. I'm going to also tell you you are going to be introduced to him. I'm going to tell you this is going to happen February through March. I'm going to tell you there is the potential for this to be a very long-lasting relationship. If you take the time, do not jump the gun. And I will tell you there might be a complication in the beginning of this. Breathe. Do not jump to conclusions with this man. Do not bring drama. And you need to let go of all your old habits. If you have some insecurities, you need to work your way through them. He is solid. He is strong. But I feel like he's done with girls and he wants a full-on woman. Okay? Just like we can be done with the boys and the games that they play and stuff. And we want a full-on man. I want a full-on man. I'm done with the boys. I want to bring me a man. Bring me a mature, sophisticated man, right? And so
Well,
this is
I'm
the
56,
way you feel.
So.
Right. That's age. When it comes to boys, age has nothing to do with it. Sometimes some of my male friends are in their 50s and they never want to be married. They want to play. They don't want to stay, though.
The last two were boys, trust me.
Exactly. This is a full-on mature man. He knows what he wants in life, and he goes for it. But he will not play games. He will not. And he's a little bit more sophisticated than the last ones. Thank goodness, right? I tell you, he will treat you very well. But you have to hold him to a standard. He's a very strong man. That doesn't mean he wants to control everything. He just, like I said, he knows what he wants, how he wants it, and he knows what's in alignment for him in life. He's a little bit intuitive. He would not call it intuition. Get yourself back in school. Get yourself back in school. Get yourself back in school. When something is very important, they repeat it. I don't think you're going to be going for a full-on thing. You might just be taking a continuing education course or taking something that you need to take to get to a certain point, but I'm going to tell you, they are saying, get yourself back in school. Finish what you started. Finish what you started. And just because they think you are not paying attention to it, one more time, finish what you started. Does that make sense to you, sweetie?
Yes. Well, I'm 56, but I mean, I went for CNA, and I'm not interested in going for RN or nothing like that, but maybe a little step further, I was thinking of where I can also give out medicines that's more money, like something like that.
What?
That might be the little course you were talking about. Like, it's just a little bit further.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you there is something that they want you, like whatever this is, it's going to put you at that next place. You might not have liked what you were doing, but there are, you're not looking at all of the possibilities. So I'm going to tell you that whatever it is that you've been thinking about advancing into, they're saying go for it, go for it, go for it. So again, anybody who's stuck in career or stuck with your next step, I'm just going to clear that now. Or I'm not, let me correct myself. I'm sorry. I do not do the clearing. All the angels, guides, healers, Holy Spirit comes in and does these clearings. They come directly to you and they clear out this old energy. I'm sorry that I stated it that way. It is not me. So let them come into you right now and take out what's stopping you or blocking you from moving forward in life. Because, you know, there's nothing better than being in purpose, on purpose, for a purpose. And when you are doing that, there is nothing in life. You just know like you know like you know. And I want every single person in this world to be in that space where they are in purpose, on purpose, for a purpose in this life. Feeling lost is just detrimental to every ounce of us. Now, I want you to really take into consideration what it is you feel that is your next best step. Get back into school. I feel like it's only going to be between one and three classes that you're going to have to take to get to this, and you're going to be you were close. You were very close, but you were not quite there, okay? So please know that. February and March is when this gentleman is coming in. I strongly recommend that you try to get into the January semester of schooling if you can, so that you're just about there by the time this relationship is catching. If you can't, then do it the next semester. Sweetie, thank you so very much for calling in today. I am so grateful, and I hope this was very, very helpful for you.
Yes, and thank you. And I just wanted you to know that I actually, through when I was talking to you, I actually felt the hair standing up on my legs with the chills. This is weird. But
that is a confirmation from your angels, love. That is pure confirmation for you. They're letting you know this is true. This is accurate, and is what I'm hearing. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and have an amazing Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if you did not get through today, I'm so sorry, but I'm here every Monday at noon. Go back, listen to my past shows and this show again to get the healings, get those clearings, start getting yourself where you want to be in life. And also, I'll be on Madam Perry's Salon tonight, and I'll be taking callers there. Her show is 45 minutes, so I'll be able to take a lot more callers on her show at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. I am so grateful for each and every one of you being on this journey with me. I am sending you so much love and joy. Have an amazing rest of the day.